Vicky Buffo.
Here.
Jared Robbins.
Here.
Ryan Perry.
Here.
Jared Ping. Terrence Stuper.
Here.
All right, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome you to remain standing if you choose while we pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come here and continue to serve our citizens and our business owners here in Tolono. Father, we thank you that as we look at the issues of today, we thank you for your wisdom and how to best answer those issues for the betterment of our community and our people. In Jesus' name, amen.
One side is the maintenance, the other side is the engineering.
But those are both surplus.
We have no public comments.
Because in 2019, we didn't do the actual program. So then this year, we did the resolution for 220, and we only spent 199, so that's what we have.
Thank you.
All right, so since we'll do engineering and public works, since you're here, you've been really busy this week.
Yeah, we've got the Ezra shed down. We started on one of the two houses on Reynolds. We're waiting on the trash company is our biggest holdup there, getting dumpsters back to us, but we're probably halfway through it, the first one, and then waiting on the asbestos removal on the second one. Once that's done, we'll have it down and cleaned up pretty quick.
And then you recycled the metal off the Ezra shed?
Yes.
And made?
It was
like 350.
350, Randy, you remember?
If I remember right, you said right around there.
I think it was
somewhere right around there. I think it's like 350, 375.
Yeah.
Might have paid for one of the dumpsters.
Close. So it cost us $400 to tear down the Ezra shed.
Perfect.
Nice.
I like that.
So, by contrast, how much would that have cost us?
We had a bid on it. I think it was like $4,000 or something like that. Was
yeah,
that?
I thought they said it was 15.
Yeah.
Oh, it was 15.
It was like
you're right,
15,
because it was 15 because it was next to the railroad tracks, so they were like, yeah, so he saved
so let me get this straight.
Over $10,000.
I just want to make sure this is in the public record, in the recording. We had a bid for $15,000.
Right.
You rented a piece of equipment and took care of the demolition.
He did rent a piece
no.
of equipment.
Yes.
All he rented
wait,
was
wait,
a
wait.
Dumpster.
The backhoe is now our piece of
well,
equipment.
Well, I mean, it's rented until ours gets here. But
right.
I mean, if we would have had ours, we would have used it. So.
So we'll call that a net zero. You said it cost us net $400 to tear down the Ezra shed.
Yeah.
As opposed to $15,000. Thank you.
And then the houses, when we get done with those, they're going to be a third of the price too.
Yeah.
The asbestos is the only thing that's costing us
yes.
right there.
Right. And some of that may get knocked down because I was reading in their report, they thought there was asbestos in both houses. But on the original report from Bodine's, it was only in one. So that's why we went ahead and tore down the one that didn't have any in it, and so it may be cheaper, I don't know.
Those houses like, are eerie because everything is there. Like, beds made, everything's there, stuff in the refrigerator.
Yeah,
it's
it was complete,
weird.
Everything
in the
was left.
Clothes in the
no.
closet. It's weird. You met with engineers. Anything from that meeting?
They're working on the diamond maps. That's supposed to be done, hopefully he said, in 3 weeks. So then I can go up there, meet with them, take the hard drive I have and download all the maps on that. And
that'll also be online too. So.
Right. But that way that will hook into my computer and, you know, we can do whatever with it. So.
Perfect.
Other than that, there was a couple things on the water for Broadway. I think that was one they were looking to maybe push for this year.
Yeah, that's.
I know we talked.
Is in the board packet.
Yeah, he was supposed to talk to you about getting something going on that.
So we have a choice on that one. We can rebid that. It'd be about $5,000, I believe, to rebid that. It's in your board packet. We can't vote on it because it's not on the agenda. But I went ahead and had Brandon put the contract in there so he can look at it. We want to bid it. Like I said, it'll be about $5,000 for them to do the bid packets. Or we can reach out to Bob Brown, who was the lowest bidder last time, and just see if he wants to do the same bid that he had. We have those two options. We've reached out to him before, and he already said.
Two-thirds vote.
Huh?
Two-thirds vote. You can approve it.
Oh, okay. So we have those two options. We've reached out to him before, and he said, yeah, I'll go ahead and do it for the same amount or something like that. But we need to maybe you can sit down with Bob and see, or we can put it out for bid. But I can almost guarantee you that's a wasted $5,000 because Bob's going to come in lower than everybody else because he was like insanely lower than everybody else. And I think we're cutting out the connections because you're going to do the connections.
Yeah, we'll do the taps and everything,
yeah,
the service lines.
So that cuts out some of that bid too. So it might be a good idea to talk to Bob about that. And I mean, I think his bid will even come down lower.
Yeah.
And that's the Broadway Reynolds water main.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the one that needs fixed because we've had I don't know how many breaks we've had on that stupid thing. And that should have been replaced a couple of years ago.
Is that the main you've been spending a lot of time on?
No.
We've been all over town.
That one hasn't broke yet this year.
Yeah.
No, it will.
I know, right? So next week.
Thanks, Rob.
No,
yeah, you're welcome.
You better leave and go home. It's going to be broken in a few hours.
So that's where that's at.
They talked about trying to get everything done with the sewer plant so they could possibly get that in on this year's grant money. But they have, I think, till the end of the month. And
okay.
If I remember right, that's what he said, till the end of March to have that all together and figure out what's going on there.
Perfect. And that little skid steers come in handy, it looks like.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, you know, some people do, but that's okay. They'll figure it out.
They'll learn. I haven't had a chance to take it for a spin yet.
Yeah.
I've been waiting.
No. No, don't give him the keys.
And then Justin looks like he's kind of busy. They're busy with an incident on the other end of town. So any questions for Mandis that we got in here?
That meeting is going to be hard for me to start keep making on Mondays.
We're not going to have that meeting every
okay.
Monday.
Okay.
You know, we talked, Scott
I think
talked
it's a waste
it.
Of time anyway.
I think
mean,
it's a waste of time and money.
Yeah, you're paying him money every time he comes down here. You're,
yeah.
And I mean, it's on stuff that we already know what's going on until they're ready to start designing or put something out for bids when we need to.
When something changes, I think we should have a meeting.
Right.
They probably
I mean,
could just come here.
They could come here, but
yeah.
But Scott doesn't have time to drop everything.
Yeah.
Because the last couple of times they wouldn't have a meeting, he was in the middle, you know, knee deep in water, and
yeah.
And he didn't have time to walk in and have a meeting.
Yeah.
And same thing with you and I. I mean, a lot of times on Mondays I'm good, but.
The last couple of.
Yeah.
I was actually had a water issue Monday too.
Yeah,
Monday's
so.
Monday's a bad day, period.
There's a lot going on in the office.
So Monday you just dealt with me, and I'm just like, man.
So, I don't really have any...
Quick question.
Oh, yeah.
Phone number ending in 9773. I'm not going to know. Want me to join the Teams meeting?
Mm-hmm.
No, Vicky's still on there, right?
Yeah, I don't know who that is either. I saw the number myself. I just kind of just missed it. So, I don't recognize the number.
Yeah, go ahead and accept it.
Days of remembering
people's phone numbers.
No,
over.
This is part of your memory.
Mm.
Are you on there?
Is now joining.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Sorry, nobody recognized your
Sorry,
number anymore.
Didn't know it was you, Jared. Sorry.
That's okay.
So, treasurer's report. Hey, Jared, do you have any questions for maintenance?
No, but maybe calling him later.
Okay.
I have a comment. I was at dinner with someone. I was actually at dinner with the pastor of the church up the road here, Fountain of Life, last night, and he wanted me to specifically let you know that he appreciated Woody's help plowing all the snow in front of the church and all the parking. He said Woody took care of a lot of the snow and then came back the next day with a different blade and took care of even more. He just really appreciated what Woody was able to do in clearing snow so cars could park out there.
Okay.
So.
Alright, anything else? Alright, treasurer, all you.
We got an email from the insurance today that they are getting ready to pay out for the inloader. With all of our deductibles and everything else, the total is $107,234. $77,942.01 of that is being paid to Deer Credit. And then there's going to be a check for $29,291.99 coming back to the village. So we kind of need to decide, do we want to stash that away for next year's payment, or do we want to put that down to lower all future payments?
I say
we're paying interest.
Pay it.
Right?
Pay it.
Yeah,
we're paying interest. Let's just put it down on the That would be nice because that would take out a huge chunk. And then the mini took a huge chunk.
Well, because we aren't going to have a payment this year because the mini is trade in.
Yeah.
So we won't have a payment until next year. And putting $30,000 down is going to take it down. So.
Good. You can work one into your budget in 5 years, maybe. A new one. All right.
Speaking of which,
treasures.
That actually leads to a very good question about a depreciation scale for your equipment.
Yeah, we've been talking about that, and I'd like to start a capital improvement fund. We actually have a money market that we're not using. It's got like $2 in it. It was a money market for MFT.
MFT.
So I'd like to repurpose that money market since we have it and start it as like a capital improvement and start moving. Because we know an inloader is going to cost us $100,000, and we need to replace them every 10 years?
Yeah, at least.
Ish?
Yeah.
Maybe somewhere around in there. So if we can throw a little bit of money aside for it, we know the police have to replace their radios every 10 years. I mean, we're beyond the 10 years right now on their radios, and we're going to use the radios they have until they break. But the rest of the county switched to a different radio, but ours still work. So. But we know that those are $3,000 a piece, and I think we buy five of those or something like that, five or six, and then each one the car radio. So we know every 10 years they're going to need that. Their laptops, every 3 years-ish. Cars, I mean, it's getting close. We probably need to replace the supervisor's truck soon, maybe next year. So we know that bill's coming up. So if we can start transitioning money into that money market and rename it, capital improvements, but I also want the money earmarked for that. So out of your budget, we're pulling X amount of dollars out of your budget to put into there, and it's for this, and keep a spreadsheet of what it's for. So, yeah, to come play off what Terrence was saying. I think the city of Urbana does that for their, they buy all new squad cars every 4 years, and they have a capital improvement that they just pay for. They know it's coming.
Divide out all of the payment that we got from the reimbursement for CARES.
Perfect.
It still has to be divided.
So with the curse, if, did they, have they approved the, until they end yet? And if they do, what would we, how much would we qualify for?
We have like, it's 28, I think, we've used 82.9% of the dollars.
So what I would like to do, if they do extend that CARES grant out, what I'd like to do with the, that, because we have $28,000 we need to expense out of it. Because she had to write spreadsheets to expense everything out to get what we did. And then she got as much as we could. With that, we've got bids to fix this room, to get rid of all of this stuff, and put something in the ceiling so it's better sound.
AV upgrades.
It's a total upgrade. It would fall right into the CARES grant because it's part of the whole COVID thing. We did all of this for the COVID stuff and we kind of stitched it all together. We can actually make it nice and it'll be, and we should be able to expense it out the COVID thing. So.
If the Illinois legislature.
So we're just waiting.
Extends the expense deadlines to coincide with the federal.
And then we can get rid of one of Brian's cameras and put our cameras up there. Are these ours or are they still yours?
That one's yours and that one's mine. We're the same. I just haven't gotten around to, I figure out some way till they go on sale and I'll reimburse myself one.
So that's what I'd like to do in here, and it's, this is fixed and we can move it back into a classroom. So there's been a couple, the police department could have done hosted a couple classes in here, and it's not really conducive for them to host a class in here when they have to do something with this mess of wires, and it makes this room to where only we can use it, and that's not what the purpose of the room is for. So, all right.
Board members,
what do you guys have? Anything? I talked to Jared a little bit this afternoon. I think he's going to hit the nuisance properties, team up with Wade and Mark and Justin, and maybe get back on some nuisance properties again. Do you have anything, Ryan, for maintenance and stuff?
Just that form. Did you get a form for?
So Rob told me the other day that all of the forms are in the back of the old zoning ordinance.
Oh, when I met with Denny Davis, he picked up the old zoning book, the really old zoning book, and he goes, "All your forms are right here."
Well, I probably have it in mind.
So it's like the last 6 pages or 7 pages or every form that you can think of, even the stop and the desist stuff. I mean, they need updated and they need PDF'd or put on to where they're fillable forms, and that way we have a history of them going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're in the new book because I don't remember seeing them in the new book, so I don't think they got carried over. So, and this might actually be an old, this, the book he had looked like it was even older than the book they were going off of and updating. So,
yeah, I know. I talked to Randy Bockert about that form that when he was on the board, mm-hmm. that they'd bring in to, and he almost thought that Mark produced that for them. Now, I don't know if you.
For the annexing, or the, not annexing, the.
Just what the
starts planning. Starts to blur together, so I apologize. I don't remember top of my head. But
just when the planning board, they brought their recommendations for a zoning
recommendation
or.
Yeah, we probably have my forms from 20 years ago, which are probably perfectly fine now, but they don't need that many forms, but we could probably put something together pretty easily and cost effectively. So
I couldn't go back far enough in my stuff to find one when Tony and Randy Bockert and
you want a
I think Brandy's gonna look in the old book and see if she can find them in there first.
Okay.
And if we can't, then maybe she'll reach out to you to fill in the blank in the middle of them and stuff.
Yeah, we can modernize them.
Something,
I mean, it's pretty easy to do.
Something else we probably should revisit too, but I keep piling more stuff onto Randy, is we need to start looking at, we still have executive session minutes from like eons ago. Your office worked on them, on some of them, and got some of them up to date. Randy's worked on some of them in her spare time. So I don't know how, higher.
I think we got all that caught up.
Is it all caught up?
I don't know, that's what I told you, is I'm trying to go through and find all of the old minutes.
So we're, I think we need to.
And listen to, or go through all the old audio to figure that out, that's why I told you that it wasn't something that somebody could help me on, because it's a mess and I have a system that I'm trying to figure it out.
So, do you think you caught us all up there?
Boy, that was a big project.
That was a huge project.
I'm thinking we might be, what we do is we take the public.
I know we voted on a ton of them.
Take the public session minutes and then skimming through the executive session tape. But you're right, Brandy, we may not have finished it, I just, a lot of water in the bridge. I'll try to think about that and check it out, and if I see something that helps you, or if you just get trapped, or maybe you just want me to come down and we'll just look at a bunch of stuff together, figure it out.
The problem is, she has all these end of year stuff that we keep piling on her.
It's not just end of year, it's everything, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so but the minutes don't have to have finite detail, they just need to say what was talked about, so.
Right, but I've gotta see what's actually been done, what hasn't been done, what we have, because we have all these audios. Have they been approved, and I can ask for disposition of these? Do I need to listen to these? Like, it's a big barrage of a mess that I'm trying to sort through.
What's probably a help is I'll check to see what we've got on our computer, and then provide that to you, and that maybe you already have it, or maybe it's something new, and at least that checks that off the box.
Okay.
I'll send an email to us right now so that we don't forget to do it.
Then we don't really have any planning of zoning. We didn't get anything on the annex thing either, so they haven't presented anything to us on it, so.
I guess they're waiting for forms.
Yeah.
So I sent Wade a, link to the it's from an annexation application document from a website that does for the state of Illinois, and it's got the application information, property information, description of project, and then it's got staff acknowledgement, reimbursement acknowledgement, and then it shows the policies and procedures for an annexation application. So that's just one that I found from the village of administrators online. So I don't know if that's what you're looking for. It's $300 application fee. Is that what you're kind of talking about, Ryan?
No,
are you talking about a form that the board brings to us?
Yes,
yeah.
That the board brings to us.
All right.
And like that, they're all in the back of that book. We're all flipping through it. So
my form was to apply for an annexation.
I was surprised the community would charge you to apply to annex when you're asking them to take taxes.
Happens when you start to unlock the forms.
Well, but you get stuff. I mean, you get police and you get fire, and really, if you look at your bill, the Tolono portion of it is $100. I mean, it's very, very small on a tax bill. All right, consent agenda. Is there anything that needs pulled out of the consent? Are you happy with the MFT stuff? The explanation of that?
Do you want to see the MFT stuff?
That was not in the thing. Reading the contract for clerk deeds just amazes me, all the things that you can get charged for. Did you see the whole thing?
This list does not include all inclusive.
Yeah, it's just like scanning this, that. I was like, it's like everything.
They gotta pay somebody to do it.
Oh, I know. It's just.
Yeah. But you know, we do a lot of that, but I don't charge for it.
I know,
but that's what's buried into our hourly
yeah.
fee, so everybody's thinking I'm pocketing all this, and that's not exactly how it works. But stuff. When you see it all broken out, then it's kind of, ooh. Maybe that's why I don't maybe make as much as you think I have. But yeah, I get it. That's pretty wild, huh?
No, I'm good. Any other questions about consent? Alright, you're on.
Motion to approve minutes of the February 16th, 2021, regular session and executive session board meeting. Motion to approve bills and warrants as presented. Motion to approve 2021-02-19 payroll. Motion to approve water sewer usage billed report. Motion to approve 2019 and 2020 MFT program expenditure statements. Motion to approve engineering contract with Clark Dietz for MFT. Motion to approve FY 2021 audit engagement letter with Martin Hood.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
A second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Alright.
One question, is the zoning board, are they getting their minutes caught up? Are they still way behind?
No, they got them caught up. What it amounts to is they take an agenda and they just mark on it and it's really not minutes.
So they don't use it as a starting guide to actually write the minutes?
We've talked about sending, bringing your arena to the meetings to actually take minutes. And then, so they're done the correct way, so.
I did minutes for the early meetings, can you just send them a copy of that?
She has sent them copies.
I've sent copies of my meeting minutes and.
Okay. Is there anything more obvious I could say for you that'd help you out, Brandy?
No, not really, because it's been put in black and white.
Okay, alright, just thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
I'm a helper.
Alright, so discussion on the rave alert stuff. We have a policy, and I could not get it to bring up on here earlier. We're not cooperating here, apparently, on the computer. So I can't go off exactly what I want to change on it, other than I want a full-time employee doing the raves. I want all the rave alerts to run through a full-time employee, whether it's day or night. We have an employee that's willing to do that. We have one voice on the raves. She'll work with Brian, and we'll get the, you can do a lot of them preload them. Oh, thank you. We can preload them. So some of them can be preloaded, but if we have a full-time employee doing it, then you have, it sounds bad, but you have a discipline.
You have an accountability.
You have an accountability. Thank you. I was looking for the right word. It's like you have an accountability of it. I like the board members offering to do it on their off time and off hours, but you're also not paid for the off hours and off times. And it's not your job responsibility. It's the full-time employee's responsibility. If the full-time employee can't do it, then it kind of falls on Brian, if we can get a hold of Brian, and then we can filter it on down to a board member. I think between Brian and Rena, we'll always have somebody cover it, and we even have Brandy too. But I think the onus should stay on Rena. Rena pretty much takes care of all the raves. She takes care of all the water billing. So when it comes to, especially when it comes to water stuff, I've talked to Scott and kind of got a plan with Scott how he's going to keep Rena up to date on stuff. And even after hours, when stuff goes off, Scott can reach out to Rena. I would love for you guys, if we do an alert during the day, I really would encourage you guys to go sit in the office with the ladies in the office. It was an utter mess. soon as that rave alert went out, I think there was some issues, like words didn't get put in the phone message.
The one today?
No, this is the one last week, was it Water Week League?
Last Monday.
And by the time the rave alert got typed, because there was kept getting interruptions in the office, by the time it got caught, typed and sent out, it was about time to send out one saying the water was.
I was wondering how you did that so quickly.
So, because with the rave alert, with his, that water leak, it was only going to lower pressure for maybe 30 minutes. That was it. Because, I mean, you hit the hydrants, you lower the pressure down, he puts the thing on. And the only reason I know all this is because he explained it all to me, so it makes me sound smarter than I am. But then he puts the clamp on because it lowers the pressure. And then as soon as they get the clamp on, they go turn the hydrants off, your pressure comes right back up. So we're going to get a little better communication, so it can be right before they lower the pressure. He can holler it. She can have the alert ready to go. Okay, Rena, we're lowering the pressure. She can send the alert out. Hey, pressure's going to drop for about 30 minutes. And then as soon as he gets it clamped and gets the fire hydrants turned off, which would be about 30 minutes, and then she can have the next alert ready to go out saying, hey, it's all clear. So, and during the day on those, this is where I think maybe not put out the phone message where you get the phone call with the person talking. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's like that every time.
No.
But their phones rang for 45 minutes. We even had people that couldn't get through, so they drove up in their car to ask what the alert, what was going on with the alert, what was going on with the water. And I mean, for
because
45
people,
minutes straight.
People won't actually listen to their voicemail. They'll see they had a missed call from the village and they call us.
That alert just repeated Tolona water alert.
In part.
Time.
For but only parts of it. Because some of the calls went out just fine.
So on a regular one that went out with no issues, what happens then?
People still call because they see they had a missed message from the village, and instead of listening to the voicemail, they call us.
And it was unreal because I sat there and answered their phone, and it was
7744, right?
And it was that's the call for. Hey, I missed a call from
for
you guys.
Rape?
And
for
I actually asked
the
one person to call and said, "Did you listen to your voicemail?" They're like, "No," and I'm like,
"Can you
well
put it out as a different number?"
Well, and we've talked about that, but here's the other issue. I'm fine with putting out with a different number. And that was, Brian brought that up. And I'm good with that too. But if it doesn't come up Village of Tolona, people might think it's a scam. Because over the weekend, I believe it was, I got a call from one of our residents that there was Village of Tolona number was calling people
about insurance.
And about you know, asking personal questions and insurance or whatever. And we don't ask, I mean, we're not going to call you and ask you what your insurance is. So that's why I had Rena put that out on Facebook as a like an alert. Hey, so, but that's a discussion, and that's another option, is putting out to another number.
We could make it the fax line.
We could make it the fax line, but what about if it just rang to a voicemail box, but she'd have to change that voicemail every time?
We would need to purchase additional stuff from ESI or
okay,
Teams.
Okay, well, never mind. We don't want to do that. But and I don't want to, I mean, ringing to the fax line is going to tie up our fax for the next 45 minutes, too. But that's for the discussion point. The main point is that's the finer things we can tune a little bit. But the main thing is, with this policy, I want this going to a full-time employee just because of the accountability issue. And right now we have a full-time employee that doesn't care if she gets called in the middle of the night. And we don't send that many out. And it keeps us all in the same thing. I like the idea, I think it's in this policy too, that we have a rave alert just for board members. Kind of keeps us appraised, and board members are also included in. So say it's a section, it's only going to affect my side of town, but all the board members get that rave alert saying it's going to affect that side of town. So we're all kind of aware what's going on in case we get phone calls, but the rave alert's only going to go out to the affected people.
Right.
And that was the other issue that we had on that last rave alert for that water main leak. She wasn't sure who to send it to. And I think we're going to fix that too. We're going to open the communication up with Scott and Rena, and he'll say, hey, this should only affect, I don't know, these blocks. So then that way she can narrow the rave alert down. But on the phone call thing, we got to figure that out a little bit because it was literally 45 minutes solid in the office. I was answering the phone. They were answering the phone. So finally I just took over Rena's phone. So she could send out the alert to cancel it, because we knew we were going to get more phone calls. she could just concentrate on that. It was a madhouse. So, but the communication will be fixed. But the telephone thing, we need to talk about, maybe fine tune that a little bit. And Rita's also going to push out and she needs your help on this too for pricing and stuff, is out to the churches. I think the Baptist church is the only one that uses Ray. Is there more than that?
No one does.
But the Baptist did.
We were going to demo it out, but no one ever did training on it. So.
Well, I think we're going to push out a little note to the churches and see if they want to start using Ray. And then if they start doing it, then we can start pushing out. Because that was our plan, is to push out to them first, give them a sheet that says all about it, they can ask questions, and if they want to start doing it, great. And then we'll start pushing out to businesses or something thereafter, or other groups if they want to do it. But I don't want to overwhelm you, because if we send out to everybody, hey, this is what we got going on, and then everybody wants to do it.
I know we did a post about it back when we first got Raven.
Yeah.
The library was actually the only one who reached out.
So that's kind of where we're at with that. That's the only thing I wanted to change, main thing I wanted to change on this. I like where this is going, and I like the template, and this is what we've needed. We need, what alerts do we send out? When do we send alerts out? What do the alerts need to say? And I know the text messages, you can only put so many characters, and I think between you and Rena working on scripts to get it narrowed down to where it sounds, I mean, we're going to play with it a little bit. Just be careful and don't send them out.
He's got a test account.
Well, yeah, we accidentally didn't do a test account and went out to the entire university. So,
don't be him.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it. I was laughing. Apparently, it wasn't
guilty by association.
It wasn't funny. So, but no, but I like where this is going though.
So, you're saying that we need to have a full-time employee sending out the rave alerts.
They're going to be
off the clock and not getting paid.
No, they're getting paid. They'll get overtime or whatever their callback is. But a lot of times, especially with, and it's the employees we have right now, with Rena, she doesn't turn in. Like, you guys get called back in 2 hours or something? A lot of times she doesn't turn in the 2 hours. She'll turn in 15 minutes, or she'll take off a little early, or she'll flex her time, which I'm fine with as long as they don't abuse the flex time and where the village is taking advantage of them. So she's going to be the hub on the rave stuff. Any other questions on that? Good. Now, the next two things under new business. This is the public water supply loan stuff through the, I always say this wrong, IPA. And this is the one where, for these projects, this also goes to the one we talked about earlier. If we don't bid that out and we don't decide to do it, we can roll it into this loan project. We'll get money back for it. Because what's our percentage back? Do you remember? Like, say we get 20% back. It's part of that grant. I can't remember the exact percentage we get back.
I mean, that changes per year.
Yeah, if we run it through this loan program, it goes off the unemployment rate in their community. So I think right now we're around 20%. It's either 20 or 30. So if we go ahead and approve these two ordinances, this just gets us started down this route. We do not have to take these. So say something comes up and we decide we're not going to do these projects. This does not set us into doing this. It just allows us to do it. And the loans, we're not taking out the entire loan. We're only taking the loans out for what we do. So we're authorizing the entire projects. We may not take out much money out. And a lot of the projects that we have bidded out a lot of projects we have planned out are without our maintenance department doing the hookups, the residential hookups. So that's a huge portion of that So it's gonna come in a lot less, because our maintenance department's gonna do the hookups for most, some of those, most of them. As long as they don't get super busy on another project, but, so I'll save us money too.
So the public water supply loan program, you're thinking of that one for the Broadway Reynolds, water main?
It's, there's three projects in there, you remember what all three projects are in there?
That's one of them.
That's one of them, but there's three different projects in there, and then.
It included, the water mains on Bourne.
Yeah.
North Bourne, yeah, North Bourne, there was three right there together, those mains, the, loop on Woodworth Drive.
Yeah.
Correct, and then also, there's a couple hydrants in there.
Hydrants, yeah.
There's a bunch of hydrants in there, and from the fire we had tonight, they didn't have enough pressure, so they end up having to hook off of, Route 45, off the Soda line, which is a 12-inch, is that right?
Yeah.
Because I think we only have a 6-inch running out there. The fire they had a couple weeks ago out there in that area is when they blew our main, and we end up with that big leak. Not their fault, not their fault at all, but if we would have had that loop, I don't think that would have blown. I mean, it might have, because the pipe was messed up, but because that's a dead end, I think it sucked all the water out of that dead end, and then just, and then it sucked all the water out of Woodward Trucking, and all the water out of, Neverman's, and all the other houses along there, and it just kind of broke the pipe, but that loop will hopefully fix that. So that's kind of the projects we have going on that one, and then the sewer one, the water,
The water pollution control loan program?
That is, for the lift stations, and sewer plants, and, I mean, there's, I think it replaces four lift stations, if I remember right.
I think three, because we.
Three.
Because we, yeah, that's right, because we already placed the other one, we already paid for it, so it places three lift stations and the sewer plant, is encompassed in that. So, that's what those two ordinances are for, so it gives us the ability to do the loans.
No word on our grant yet? Do we need to reach?
I don't think they've given any of those out, as far as I know. Now, Houston got like $400,000 that their representative wrote into the budgeting thing. They didn't even know they were getting it, it just showed up. So, no representative, it's budget time.
I think you know a representative.
I know, right?
Calling him.
But, so, I don't think we're gonna get that lucky, but no, I don't think they've given any of those grants out that I know of. I had the engineers check last week, and they didn't know what the check was going on. So that's where we're at on those. So I need a motion for those two.
So before we motion, each of these laws, each of these ordinances, you have to post in the News Gazette? And you're posting those this week?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. That's all I was gonna ask about that specifically. Never mind.
So now I just need a motion for each individual ordinance.
One's 1.5, up to 1.5 million, I think.
Yeah, that's the water one.
That's the water. The other one is 13, up to 13, I think.
Yeah, the water one, I'm hoping Scott's gonna knock a bunch off this project.
Speaking of water, I hear you have a plan for keeping us away from these IEPA letters for,
Trihalomethane,
thank you.
Trihalomethanes.
Yeah.
And it's my understanding that this may have something to do with the lack of chlorine that makes its way to the Oaks, and where the water company puts that chlorine in. They put it in at the tank. One of our collection sites is two blocks away from the tank. And that's the one that keeps being very high for these trihalomethanes.
Yeah, the problem is it's at the elevator.
Right.
Well, the service line's clear across the road from the elevator, so you're talking 700 feet of service line. So if you go in there and you run that for 5 minutes, you're actually not pulling water out of your main. It's water that's sitting that service line for however length of time. So if you take the time, turn that on, let it run for half hour, 45 minutes, which allows it to draw water out of your main, well, that brings your good water into that service line, so you actually get a better sample.
Okay. So that, I'm glad to hear that you already have thought that out. The question is, with this whole looping project, potentially, would there be a way for Illinois American Water to put the chlorine in closer to where it needs to end up if the rest of the system is fine?
Well, then you're talking about another booster station for your chlorine feed. So then you're, and I've heard a couple people talk, those are, you know, anywhere from $90,000 to $150,000, depending on what you're doing. But I mean, I sampled out there at the bus barn today and they have a 1.0 chlorine, so I mean the chlorine's making it out there.
Sure.
So
it's usually
and the bus barn's fast though, so
right.
It's usually in the summertime is when
okay.
the chlorine drops.
Yeah, because it will go down in the summertime. And I mean, if we see a significant drop, then I can get a hold of Illinois American and let them know. And I mean, because it is their responsibility to feed us with a residual that the EPA requires.
Okay. So you do not have any concern that there's a lack of chlorine getting out there?
No.
It's more just how the test was being performed?
Right.
Okay.
It has more to do with that than... I mean, if you go in there and you turn your that spigot on, you let it run for 5 minutes, well, that line being as long as it is, you're never going to flush it out. So he's pulling the water that's been sitting there for the last 30 days into that sample.
Plus, it's someplace that doesn't ever use
right.
a normal
because,
amount of
yeah,
water.
Because you're going off the hydrant.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And that was, we brought Scott in before he was here. That and it just didn't get done correctly.
Okay.
So I'm interested to see what the next few tests are going to come out as being. So.
Really perfect.
I've already been threatened.
Exactly.
Can you send a letter when it's perfect?
If you want to come in and send that letter, then you go for it.
So. All right, throw that out there.
So we do probably owe Brandy's son some Subway sandwiches and stuff because she does recruit him and his friends to come in and fold. All right, so the ordinances.
210-3.
I'd make a motion. Make a motion to accept ordinance 2021-04 for up to 13 million.
Any second?
Second.
Roll call.
Buffo?
Abstain.
Perry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes, with the caveat that we find other ways to pay for this. So that we do not encumber ourselves as much as possible.
I need a motion for the water.
You
do both?
Did
you do both?
Together.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Nuisance files. Jared's going to have a nice little report for us next meeting, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you very much for doing that. Next meeting. Executive session. Anything for the good of the order? I need a motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Need a second?
Second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.